Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke. I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Meredith Mashaga, who is with the Baltimore Homeownership Preservation Coalition. That's the Baltimore Homeownership Preservation Coalition.
Yes.
And Meredith is here this morning to talk to us about foreclosure prevention and what we can do about it.
Yes.
So, Meredith, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Well, a little bit about our coalition. So we were formed in 2005. And as the foreclosure crisis has evolved in Baltimore, our coalition has sort of evolved as well. But our main focus is still the same, and that is outreach and education to city residents to let them know about the dangers of foreclosure rescue scams, as well as how to prevent foreclosures.
Great. Great. How long have you been with the coalition?
About a year and a month.
Mm-hmm. So long enough to know your way around?
Right. And I was new to Baltimore as well. So, But I love this city, and there's just a lot of really dedicated people in the neighborhoods that are working hard to prevent people from losing their homes.
Yeah. Well, what's the status of things? What is the status of foreclosures in this
city? It's a little tricky these days to sort of pin down a trend. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason for that is that the laws keep changing and the lenders' reactions to the laws. So before the mediation law that was passed in the last General Assembly session, that went into effect July 1st of 2010. And prior to that going into effect, there was a huge surge in foreclosure filings. And what I mean by foreclosure filings is that that's when the bank goes to the court and says, we're going to pursue a foreclosure on this piece of property. Mm-hmm. So it's the first notice of foreclosure. So we saw a huge jump. And since then, there's been a drop. And we think that's just because the foreclosures have been pushed up to some extent, and we anticipate that will even out pretty soon.
Yeah, depending on changes in the law.
Right,
get more changes in the law, and that could pop up or pop down, I guess.
Correct.
But so does that mean, so I guess that means it's very difficult to compare it to this time last year.
To some degree. And, mm-hmm. you know, the housing market tends to have an effect on that as well. And, you know, I'm not an expert in predicting market trends. I'm not an economist or realtor, but there's just a lot of factors going into play. But what I will say is that we don't see any dramatic drop, which is what we're always hoping for.
Yeah.
If anything, it's, you know, remaining steady, which is good, but, you know, it's better than an increase. But we're still trying to, it's still a huge problem for our neighborhoods and for our families. So we're trying to get people into the help that they need. You know?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a little bit. I know that there is a lot of help out there.
There is.
But I guess the question for an individual family, or an individual household is at what point is it too serious for help? But I guess the first point is get help.
Yeah. Worry about getting help as soon as possible rather than when it's too late.
Mm-hmm. When would you advise people to think about that they need help and they should start looking?
As soon as they know that they're about to fall behind or that they have fallen behind, I can't stress enough, the sooner the better. Mm-hmm. It takes some time to get in contact with the bank and to work out, you know, some sort of loss mitigation option if you're eligible for that. And it takes a long time to get the paperwork in. So I would just encourage people to seek help as soon as possible. Something else that we've also noticed is that there seems to be a lot of scammers out there who are taking advantage of people's desperation.
Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah. That's something that our coalition's really focusing on right now is to warn people about the signs for these scammers and to steer them to the
correct. What are things that people should look for?
Well, for one thing, don't trust anybody who guarantees that they can stop a foreclosure. No one can guarantee that they can stop a foreclosure. Don't pay any upfront fees. You know, there are some, quote, like credit repair services that are fraudulent that will charge exorbitant amounts of money, you know, several thousands of dollars. And then take your money and not contact the bank. And that, then that's it. You're left without the money and without your home. You know, those are some of the things to watch out for. You know, don't pay money up front. Don't trust guarantees. Trust anyone who contacts you unsolicited. A lot of these scammers are very smart, and they'll go to the public records, and they know what property's been had a foreclosure filing. They'll contact you, and they'll have your loan number, your bank, your address. They'll know all this information, and people will think that it's
an official thing.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really scary. So, the thing to do is there is a toll-free hotline that was set up by the state. And it will give referrals to housing counselors, and that number is 1-877-462-7555. That's the Maryland Hope Hotline.
Okay, so that's 1-877-462-7555.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the line.
Yeah, and that'll if people call in, that'll the operator will talk to them and then direct them to a housing counselor. And a housing counselor is a trained, certified professional who can provide I guess the best way to describe them is sort of like a a credit counselor, except more specialized around the home buying and home ownership process. The ones that are referred through this number are not for profit. So there is good quality help available for free.
For free, let's underline that.
Yes, yes, yes. I think a lot of people think that in order to get good quality service, you have to pay for something. But there are these housing counselors are doing this not for profit. You know, that should tell you something right there. They have no ulterior motive.
Yeah, yeah. That's critical to underline that if you're paying for help, you're not getting good help.
No, right. That's a very good point.
It's curious. And I guess that also is counterintuitive, because most people think if they're paying for something, that's going to be better than something they'd get for free.
Right.
But in this case, it's the exact opposite.
Right, right.
Yeah. And that goes, too, when you're talking with your lender.
Right.
They're not going to charge you for things. I mean, that's not included in your loan amount anyway.
They shouldn't.
Yeah. So I guess that the state line is what would you advise somebody who's contacted by somebody or who thinks that they've run into a scammer?
Oh, and there actually is, I don't want to confuse people with two phone numbers. So they can call the Hope Hotline and let them know what they experienced. But if they know for sure that they've been a victim of fraud, the Maryland Office of Financial Regulation would be the agency to report that to. And that's 888-784-0136.
Okay.
1-888-784-0136.
For the Maryland Office of Financial Regulation.
They'll get it done. Yeah, yeah.
And they would be the ones to, would they be able to answer questions about whether some business was fraudulent or not?
I'm not exactly sure about that. I mean, they would probably have that information, but
yeah, they'd be a good place to start, though.
Yeah. If you're a borrower and you think you've been victimized by a foreclosure rescue scammer, that would be the number to report it to.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, even if you have been victimized, you still need to talk to a housing counselor to get your foreclosure sorted out. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the word of advice is don't pay up front.
Right.
Don't respond to solicited things.
Correct.
that somebody tries to get to you. And if in doubt, call the state.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
there is help available. Don't trust anyone who can guarantee that they'll keep your home. You know, we've all seen some signs at the side of the road, you know, we buy houses. You know, we've seen those around the city. They're actually not supposed to post those in public areas. But, you know, there's also like the loan modification signs. We've started to see those too. Those are more often than not fraudulent. So,
And at the very least, they are charging folks a lot more for something that they could get for free.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
A lot more, which is a degree of fraud anyway.
Right, and it's scary that there are people out there who will prey on folks who are, you know, in a time of need, and as pervasive as foreclosures is these days, we don't want. The last thing we need is just, you know, more victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. Now, we've talked a lot about how folks can get help to protect themselves from fraud and to deal with the possibility of foreclosure. Could you give us some information about how folks, what can our listeners do to help? What can they do to help?
To help themselves or friends or family?
I guess in this whole, I mean, I think that's one of the things that a lot of folks have, a lot of folks feel at this point. They hear about people in foreclosure. They hear about people fighting all these problems. And they feel helpless to do something about it.
Yeah.
What would you recommend?
I would recommend just talking to your friends and family. Maybe saying, you know, I heard this on the radio this morning. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's still a very negative stigma about folks who are having trouble paying their mortgage. You know, it's gone beyond those who might have gotten in over their heads. Now it's, you know, people who are unemployed, people who are a victim of predatory loans. So I would just encourage folks just to maybe sit down and talk to their family or their friends, their neighbors about it, even if they're not in trouble. But, you know, just bring it up in conversation. Because you never know. You never know who's in trouble.
Yeah, right, you know? Right. It's a little bit like mental illness used to be. That's something that people just didn't talk about. But,
right.
But a lot of people were affected. And thank God we're far beyond that point now.
Right, right.
But unfortunately, you're absolutely right that so many folks get in trouble and they're afraid or ashamed to ask for help.
And they
until
just
it's
sort
too
of
late.
Like, yeah, they just sort of like suffer in silence. So, you know, just.
And that's crazy because help is there.
Exactly.
Help is there, and it's not just, it's everybody that's been having these problems.
Right. Yeah. Right. And, you know, and what happens to our neighbors, you know, affects us. So even if your home is paid out or, you know, you're okay with your mortgage, if your neighbor's in trouble, you know, you want them to get help.
That's right.
You don't want that to affect your property value.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Your neighborhood and your community needs you to step up.
Right.
That's right.
It's not
that's
an
right.
individual problem.
Let's see. We're about running out of time. Could you give us some contact information, please, Meredith, for the coalition, please?
Sure. Well, I'm going to give that hotline number one more time.
Okay,
so
please.
If your listeners know anyone who's in trouble, that's 1-877-462-7555. And if you are a community leader or a neighborhood neighborhood association leader and you want to get involved with our coalition, we welcome on the ground groups. You can go to our website. It's www.preservehomeownership.org. My contact information's on there. And if you don't have internet access readily available, you can give me a call. That's 410-727-0169, extension 1215.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Those numbers again for the Homeownership Preservation Coalition, if your organization wants to get involved, 410-727-0169.
Yeah.
Or the HOPE hotline, 1-877-462-7555. For fraud, the Maryland Office of Financial Regulation.
Mm-hmm.
1-888-784-0136. Free calls.
Yes.
Free calls.
Yep.
Anyway, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today, Meredith. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me in.
Give us an update in a while.
Will do.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
For living in Baltimore, I want to thank our guest today is Meredith Mishaga from the Baltimore Homeownership Preservation Coalition for being our guest today. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks, Bill.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.